Well, hey there, you guys. This is Ian McKenzie with the Average Rose Fitness Podcast, bringing you all of the most cutting-edge fitness research possible so you guys can become your own personal trainer. So today we're talking about some small changes you guys can make for muscle gains. Because, you know, whenever you approach building muscle, if you're a skinny guy or if you're just the kind of person who's looking to tone up a bit, building muscle it seems daunting because we go into it thinking that we have to stack certain supplements and we have to make sure our life is perfectly ready to accept a major change in our fitness lifestyle, right? And the thing most of us don't even realize is that if you're going to approach this and any other program you build for yourself, you can't do it from the perspective of having to overhaul absolutely everything, right? Because gone are the days where we meal plan or we get Tupperware, we, you know, cook our meals. We're not built for that anymore. You know, we don't prepare for shows. We're not bodybuilders by nature. We have lives, we have families, we have jobs, right? So learning how to develop a system for yourself that builds muscle on a consistent basis as opposed to this massive change you have to make thinking that it's going to yield the most benefit, right? It's more about small habit changes that you implement one step at a time that bring you into a better relationship with muscle building, fitness, and nutrition, and that kind of thing. So we'll start right into it. One of the big problems that we all face, especially if we're busy, and especially if you're trying to lose weight as well, this blends into that goal just as much as it does with muscle building, is eating breakfast. You know, look, if you're going to build muscle, every single person on the planet is going to tell you to eat a crap ton of food. You have to eat food. You can't build muscle if you're eating fewer calories than what you burn in the gym. So you have to have a surplus. That's the big rule of thumb. To build upon that surplus that you're trying to create for yourself, you have to be more consistent with what you're eating throughout the day. And if you're busy, if you've got a lot going on, more often than not, you're just going to skip out on breakfast. You're not going to go and eat that morning meal that could really hold you over throughout the day, right? So you're going to skip breakfast. Now, if you want to approach breakfast from a real logical perspective, you don't wake up and necessarily need to prepare breakfast with like three eggs and bacon and toast. You don't have to perceive it like that, because eating breakfast is just putting something in your body, just calories, just something to break the fast, right? Because you've been sleeping, you need to give yourself fuel to get through the day, right? So what I always tell people, and this is a massive suggestion, just a personal preference, but it's really good, because if you guys are busy, this is the easiest possible thing you can do to get in a decent sized meal. Go out and buy some whey protein. Now, all of you non-dairy people out there are going to sit there and poo-poo the idea of whey protein. Fine, go buy your plant protein, your disgusting, weird plant protein, right? Do that, that's fine. But whey protein is great because it's quick protein. It's something that fills in the cracks left behind by your diet if you're not getting the proper amount of nutrients in your whole foods, right? So the whey protein is a fantastic way to combat the idea of having to prepare everything meticulously, right? With whey protein, you just take the scoop, you put it into a blender bottle, you shake it up, and you go. And also, too, a lot of you guys don't know about this, and let me tell you, this is something that took me a while to kind of figure out, because I'd heard people talk about it, but I'd never put it into practice like I'm doing right now. The idea of powdered carbs. Now, it's not an idea. It's a real thing, right? You can go to, I would suggest, and I'm definitely name dropping here, NutriShop, guys. Don't go to GNC. They're way too expensive, but NutriShop has a crazy good carb complex, and that's the actual name of it on the jug, is carb complex, and it is powdered maltodextrin, I believe, right? So it's very fast ingesting carbohydrates. But what makes it so awesome is that if you mix that in with your whey protein, you have built for yourself a poor man's weight gain shake. So instead of having to go out and spend, you know, upwards of $50 on a massive thing of weight gainer, you make your own for half the price. So you go out, this thing has 60 servings for like $20. It's dirt freaking cheap. And then if you go to Walmart and get the Equate brand whey protein, that is the only brand I buy, you guys. So I'll probably post a link to that. I'll send you some images, that kind of thing. So Equate brand whey protein, it's like $18 for a 30 serving jug. You can't beat that price. I have never found a lower price for that amount of whey protein. Now, it's not bad tasting, you guys. You'd think being that cheap, they cut corners. No, it's great. It's freaking awesome. They don't have many flavors, but the chocolate is amazing. I use it. I freaking love it. So it's wonderful. Let me get a swig of water here. But let me tell you this. So once you get into the habit of implementing something like breakfast into your diet, you go through the day and you feel better. You've fueled your body. You don't feel low energy. And people think that, especially if they're losing weight, that breakfast is sort of the enemy, right? And they're afraid that if they keep eating and keep eating calories, they're afraid of that feeling of hunger. And just as a quick side note, never be afraid of the idea of hunger. Hunger is good. If you're hungry, give your body what it wants. Give it food because it's telling you that it needs to eat. You're probably burning more calories. You're probably doing more. There's things you're doing that are making you hungry, right? So don't think that you're not supposed to be hungry. No, that's good. That's really good. Just eat. Give your body what it wants, okay? So start with breakfast. Moving on. So you start with breakfast. That can be the one diet thing you go into. That's the one big diet change you want to start implementing if you're building muscle. On top of that, your gym life has to reflect what you're doing in the kitchen. So the next step I would say would be compounding your exercises. And this is an obvious one simply because, you know, every meathead's going to tell you that you got to lift heavy weights, do your squats, do your bench press, your deadlift, all the big stuff. It bears repeating all the time because it's very true. Compounding your exercises is going to be what gives you that cascade of testosterone. I said it in my last podcast. I've said it in countless videos. I've said it in blog posts, and I'll keep repeating it. So now you have it in a podcast. Breakfast compounding, I will keep saying it. I'll keep repeating it because it's very true. And once you start doing it and seeing how effective it is, you'll understand why it's so important, right? So compounding to be specific is movements that require two or more joints. So it's not a bicep curl, not a tricep extension. It is entirely just squats, deadlifts, big movements, whole body movements, right? So compounding. And my favorite of all time has probably got to be the bench press. And I know it's cliched. Everybody loves a bench press, but it's so good. It's so good. It feels great. It makes you feel big. It makes you feel buff, you know, real muscular and everything. So compound your exercises. And another note on that, spend most of your workout doing this. Go into the gym with the idea of really trying to increase the weight with compounding as opposed to your bicep curl or your tricep extension. Just focus on the compounding aspect, right? And you guys can decide. You can take any of these movements and you can put them in any order you see fit. You can take a full body if you want to, or you can do pieces and parts. You can do your chest day or your back day, you know, or you just put them all together, make it a full body thing. Do squats, deadlifts, bench press, and a pull down or a pull up, something like that. So compounding's big because it really stimulates that response to release testosterone, right? Now, next on this list, and I said it in my last podcast, is frequency. Big one, okay? Frequency is not often thought about because when you go into the gym thinking about building muscle, your first thoughts are, okay, I have to lift for a lot of sets, a lot of reps, and I need to be lifting heavy-ass weight, right? Now, that's good in the beginning. If you are somebody who has never really truly put the work in to building muscle, start there. Start with the heavy weights. Start with the numerous sets and reps. But then, guess what? When you hit that plateau and you don't know where to go next, you got to start considering frequency. And the reason why frequency is so important is because it is the missing ingredient. It's the thing that most people don't think about, you guys. Everybody's focused on the damn bro split of doing like back one day, chest another day. Nobody thinks about the idea of simply working out certain muscle groups more than once a week. More, just more. Do it more during the week. That's going to be what helps you out in the long run, right? So go ahead and start with the bro split. Do that. Once you hit that plateau, you have to listen to your body and understand that it wants to take you in another direction. And the other direction you got to go is with that frequency aspect. So start doubling up. Start doing your back and chest. Start doing your legs and shoulders. Pair an upper body muscle with a lower body muscle. It's cool. Try it. It's awesome, you guys, because you think about it, your upper body muscles take away, well, they don't take away from the strength of your lower body muscles. So you could sit there and hammer your shoulders and hammer your legs and not have to worry about one taking away from the other. So it's very effective and it's very efficient, you know, for what you're trying to do. So, and all trainers, including myself, use that word. I use it to describe absolutely everything. Efficient, efficient, efficient. So one day I'll actually explain what that means in more detail. But yes, more efficient, right? And then the next one, I said frequency. Okay, the next one is sleep, right? Sleep's hard. Sleep is hard for me. It's hard for everybody. It's hard for dudes in their mid-20s who, you know, stay up late watching YouTube on their phone and all that stuff. So sleep is difficult, but I think all of us who say we can't sleep, and this is for me as well, are often so unaware of these small habits or things we do before bed that keep our brain going, when all we need to do is just get our brain into the sleep mode instead of stimulating it and watching stuff on YouTube and checking Facebook and all the social media and everything. We have to lull our body into that sleep state. So prepare yourself for bed, right? Get ready for it as opposed to just sticking to these habits, you know? Then I still do that. I still stay up late and watch YouTube and all that stuff. So I'm terrible at it, right? But that's the big thing that could help us sleep way better. And we want to. We want to sleep like 6 to 8 hours. It feels amazing. You feel like crap when you wake up and you haven't gotten that much. So sleep. Sleep. It's a massive indicator of muscle building and it helps you big time. So that's it for it, you guys. That's the small changes for max gains. These changes can be applied to other goals as well. They are very important for weight loss, believe it or not. And a lot of people think that it is counterintuitive to sit there and eat more if you're trying to lose weight. But that is a missing ingredient to weight loss, you guys. Eat more. Eat more. Because instead of not giving your body what it needs, you're giving your body the fuel that it can use to make you better in the gym. So think about it that way. Instead of just going down this vicious spiral of having to continuously cut calories and implement more cardio, you're giving yourself something that you can take to the birthday party, to the bars with your friends. You can use this dieting, this anti-dieting, if you will, of adding food, right, to become something that is sustainable and more adaptable to your lifestyle. So it's not a bad thing. It's a very unique, usable thing. So that's kind of it, you guys. That's what I got for you. So stay tuned for more podcasts. I think next time we'll be doing one on fasting. Or actually, no, not fasting. No, I'm doing one on gluten insensitivity, you guys. I hate gluten stuff. You know, people coming to me telling me they can't eat gluten. Usually, and I was actually looking at a study today. I'm gonna mention this briefly. Just a little side note on gluten stuff, right? If you are saying that you think it's gluten without any kind of word from your doctor on the matter, then you know you probably might not be gluten insensitive, right? I can't stand it. Everybody's like, oh, I can't eat gluten. I can't eat dairy. I can't do anything. I can't live a fun existence. No, go to your doctor, figure out what the deal is, right? If they prescribe you with some kind of, you know, gluten intolerance or gluten insensitivity, right, then you could take it from there. But a lot of these self-administered symptoms, right? Thinking that, oh, it's got to be gluten, right? No, it's kind of like the COVID thing, right? There's all these comorbidities present, these other issues that people don't want to deal with, right? They just want to blame it on something else. No, you might have to lose weight. You may have been eating too many carbs in the long run, and maybe implementing them back into your diet slowly but surely is the way you have to go. And it's really not going to give you any gastrointestinal distress. It's not going to give you all these things that you say it gives you, right? And one study, there's some crossover, you guys. This is an interesting one. There's some crossover between IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and gluten insensitivity. So the problem that you run into, right, is thinking that it's gluten, but really not understanding where the symptoms actually lie. You know, they're very nebulous symptoms. They're kind of general. It's a little bit too general, right? So you can't just hone in on gluten and place the blame all on gluten. You might just be too big and you need to lose weight and you need to change your habits a little bit, you know? Cut back on the carbs. You don't need to cut it out completely. So smaller habit changes. And anyway, that's my little diatribe on gluten. So more on that next time. But that's initially what goes through my head whenever I hear that. I kind of just you know, like, all right, here we go, gluten stuff. So gluten's a binding protein, for those of you who don't know. So it's what gives that kind of chewy texture. And yeah, so the blame is placed on that, on gluten. So I'm going to talk about it more. I'm going to give you guys some studies that really kind of clinch the idea of gluten insensitivity. And I want to talk more about it because it's a really big thing. And maybe there's some ways around it that are more agreeable than having to just cut out gluten entirely and make your life horrible, you know? So there's probably ways around it, and you're probably not doing the right thing. So there, I said it, you know, whatever. All right, that's it, you guys. Go check out the website, averagerosefitness.com. We have templates, free workouts. You're not going to find this anywhere else. Templates for weight loss, muscle building, and rehab. These are workouts with dieting suggestions, things to get you started with becoming your own trainer, because that's why I'm here, you guys. I want to provide you with every single resource necessary so that you guys can do this by yourself. Even if you think you can't and you don't know anything about the gym, you can still do it. Trust me, I did it myself. You can, definitely. So go check it out. Go check out the Facebook page, constantly posting videos, new content, podcasts, all that stuff. So love you guys. Thank you.